You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hakabody ANC, and you are back checking out our Attitude Year Series Recap. We just dropped SmackDown, which from September 2nd, 1999, and we are continuing on with our Attitude Years, covering WWF Raw is War from September 6th, 1999. In Hartford, Connecticut, my home state. We start our Raw immediately with the WWF Tag Team titles on the line. The champions, The Rock and Mankind, are going to defend against Kane and X-Pac, but X-Pac does not come out with Kane. WWF Champion Triple H comes out and will be Kane's partner. China follows Triple H with a sledgehammer. Kane does not want to work with Triple H to the point where he clotheslines Triple H to the floor. So Triple H hits Kane in the back with a sledgehammer. Rock lands a rock bottom in people's elbow, and The Rock and Mankind retain the tag team championships. After the match, Triple H kicks at Kane. Kane grabs Triple H by the throat, but Triple H hits him twice in the stomach with the sledgehammer. The Big Show and The Undertaker come out, and Triple H leaves with Undertaker staring at Triple H. So Triple H is definitely causing enemies here. And it's not a good thing looking at Unforgiven. Next up, WWF Intercontinental Champion Jeff Jarrett comes out with Miss Kitty to take on Jacqueline. Jeff Jarrett says, no puppies tonight. Deborah wouldn't be caught dead in Hartford. Cheyenne, take a hard look. You're going to find out what happens when women get in the ring with me. So Jacqueline kicks at Jeff Jarrett in the corner, but Jarrett lands a clothesline and applies a figure four for the quick victory. After Jacqueline slaps Jeff Jarrett, causing Jarrett to break a guitar over Jacqueline's head. So Jacqueline's no China, but Jeff Jarrett has that guitar as an equalizer. Next up, we get a number one contendership tag match, the Acolytes versus Edge and Christian. Bradshaw powerbombs Christian. Edge lands a missile dropkick, allowing Christian to roll up Bradshaw, and Edge and Christian are the number one contenders. Backstage, the Dudley Boys attack the Acolytes with trash cans, and they are disrupting all things in WWE. We get a GTV segment showing Val Venus and the Big Show peeing backstage. Val makes fun of the Big Show's penis size, and the Big Show tosses Val Venus into a wall. Meat is seen backstage. He says his real name is Sean Stasiak, but the Mean Street Posse attack him backstage. We come out with Val Venus calling out the Big Show. Undertaker tells Big Show Val Venus punked him out and to fight him, so Big Show defeats Val Venus with a chokeslam. After the match, Steve Blackman runs in and hits Val Venus from behind with a kendo stick. Next up, the Dudley Boys are interviewed backstage, leading the Acolytes to attack them for payback. Howard Finkel comes out and trashes Lillian Garcia and tells her to sit down. He's about to call the next match, but the next person out is Ken Shamrock, who chases Howard Finkel around the ring. Ken Shamrock grabs Finkel, but Chris Jericho's music plays, and Chris Jericho shows up on the Titantron. Jericho tells Ken Shamrock he will see him on SmackDown, and Shamrock runs to the back. Good segment here with Chris Jericho hiding from Shamrock. WWF Champion Triple H and China come out next. Triple H says, I'm going to remind you whether you like it or not, I'm the game and the WWF Champion. After crippling the big red retard, I have run the gamut in the WWF. Crippling Stone Cold Steve Austin, destroying Mankind, and dominating The Rock. Mr. Ass comes down and trashes Triple H, causing Triple H to challenge Mr. Ass for the WWF title. Mr. Ass tells him okay and to suck it. Next up, Test and the Mean Street Posse defeat, I'm sorry, Test, Gerald Briscoe, and Pat Patterson defeat the Mean Street Posse with Terry Runnels. Test hits a power slam and a flying elbow, and Sean Stasiak attacks Rodney during this match. Next up, we have the Hollies taking on the New Brood. The Hollies want the New Brood to weigh in, but they do, and they attack the Hollies. Hardcore hits a delayed suplex to Matt to get a three count. After the Hollies win, the New Brood attack them, and Crash Holly gets a bloodbath, leading Crash and Hardcore to fight. Big Show and the Undertaker talk backstage. Undertaker says they want a rematch for the tag team titles on SmackDown, and they want a buried alive match. Avatar comes down. Obviously, Avatar is Al Snow. He says, I'm here to protect WWF from evil. Al takes off his mask. He says, oh no, why am I wearing genie pants? He He laughs and starts barking like a dog. He writes on a paper and runs off. So obviously eating pepper causes him to freak out. Rock and Mankind accept the Undertaker and Big Show's challenge. We see another GTV segment with Mariana on the phone crying to someone, asking to talk to him. We now have Steve Blackman taking on D'Lo Brown. WWF European Champion Mark Henry comes out with two ladies. Val Venus hits Steve Blackman in the back with a kendo stick, allowing D'Lo Brown to hit the lowdown to get the victory. After the match, though, Mark Henry hits D'Lo with the European title. Next, we have a women's hardcore match. Women's champion Ivory defending against Tori. They fight in the shower. Ivory breaks a mirror over Tori's head to get the win. After Ivory chokes Tori with an iron and uses the iron on Tori's back. We then see Kane sitting backstage. He hasn't left the arena. And we have our main event, WWF Champion Triple H defending against Mr. Ass. Triple H sends Cheyenne to the back. The two fight on the ramp. Mr. Ass lands a jackhammer, causing Shane McMahon to come out. Mr. Ass lands a Fanmaster, but Earl Hebner is taken out. Mr. Ass hits a low blow and gets a two count. And then Triple H lands a pedigree to get the win. After Shane, Cheyenne, and Triple H celebrate, but then Kane comes out. Kane attacks Triple H, lands a choke slam to all three, Cheyenne, Kane, and Triple H, and that is how Raw is War ends. SmackDown is going to be huge. The tag titles on the line in a Buried Alive match, The Rock and Mankind against The Undertaker and The Big Show, and Ken Shamrock versus Chris Jericho on the road to Unforgiven. Excited for that. We are almost done with 1999. Check out the rest of the Attitude Era in the archives. Until next time, stay safe, stay uncensored.